Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Hello, it's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. One local Wake County classroom had their own Cinderella run last month for March Madness. A second grade class at Olive Chapel Elementary in Apex. Brian's all about Team Apex. This is where he lives,
yeah,
after all.
Yeah, he thinks there's something in the water.
So check this out. A second grade classroom at Olive Chapel Elementary in Apex submitted their bracket, and 3 weeks later, they finished fifth out of 22 million brackets on ESPN.
Oh, my
God.
That
is incredible.
Fifth?
Incredible.
Out of 22 million?
All right.
The odds are so high against that. That's insane.
God. NC State, well, it makes sense. An NC State graduate led the charge, too, with the run that NC State had. Matthew Falcone, the teacher for that second grade classroom with us right now. Unbelievable run. What a moment for you guys.
Doing really good. It's bright and early, but it's a nice day so far, so no complaints for me.
So I have to ask, I mean, we all try so hard to create the greatest bracket ever. So who was the ringleader in, you know, I guess, creating your bracket? How did that work for you guys behind the scenes in creating one of the greatest brackets of all time?
So every year I've been filling out brackets, and when I became a teacher, I said, I want to continue this trend, do it with my classes. Last year we made one. It didn't do too good. This year we made one, and the way we do it is we look at the matchups, and I say, hey, raise your hand for this team, raise your hand for this team. Whichever team gets more votes, they move on to the next round. So then we did that for every one of the matchups all the way to the championship.
That is so cool. Awesome.
So did you actually put this bracket in like a bet somewhere?
I should have, looking back at it.
Yeah.
But I said, these are second graders. We're probably not going to do too good with it. But looking back, I'm like, dang, I probably should have. I would have made some good money.
Yes, you would have.
Okay. You got to be honest with us. Tell us your inner thoughts. The bracket was done. The students were gone. You looked at the bracket, and what did you think of it?
I said, you know, definitely second graders made this bracket. They have some odd choices. Like, as much as I love NC State, I was not expecting that Final Four run. But I am so glad that they predicted it. But also, like, Alabama in the Final Four.
Right.
But, like, all these crazy things that they, like, had on the bracket, I was like, well, you know what? Worst-case scenario, it'll be a good thing for us to keep track of. But, like, it turned into the best-case scenario when we kept winning games and moving on all the way to the end. So it was just really great.
It is.
The story makes me so happy. What I love most about this is every year, just before March Madness, you know, the bracketologists come out, Sarah.
Is that the guy who's always on the Today Show doing the bracket stuff?
Steve Kornacki?
Yes,
no.
The guy.
No, they're experts that are supposed to give you basically the map of who to pick and help you win your bracket. Yeah, really, it's a classroom of second graders, you should be asking.
Yeah.
It's totally random.
It really is.
So, you know, for you to have this kind of success, this is, by the way, Matthew Falcone, the teacher of this second grade class that had the bracket that finished fifth out of 22 million brackets at Olive Chapel Elementary School in Apex. Mr. Falcone, so how many did you miss overall? I mean, you had to have hardly missed any, right?
We rarely missed any. Like, the most ones that we missed were in the first round, because once we started getting to, like, the Sweet 16 and, like, the Elite 8, we were pretty much getting every game correct. Like, it was just insane.
That is insane.
They got, like, all the Elite 8 games correct. They were getting all the Final Four games. Like, it was just crazy. They were barely missing anything.
Oh, I bet every single Monday you came back after a wild weekend. That's all you guys could talk about. Oh, my God.
Well, he said he just kept messaging the families of, hey, it's, oh, my goodness, look at our bracket. It's getting better and better and better and better.
It's nuts.
So did you at least win $100, $10,000? Did you get something for having this great bracket in the ESPN Challenge?
You know, I will say they got some bragging rights. They're going to be able to flex this bracket to everybody in the school and, like, all their families. And we're definitely going to throw some kind of celebration when we get back to school, since we're currently tracked out right now. But it's definitely going to be something that we're going to celebrate and just, you know, have a little party for, because this is like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yes.
And thing.
Well, it's deserved. And listen, you may not have won the $100,000, and I know you're tracked out, but I'd like to offer, when you come back, I'd like to offer a performance from the Carpool Casanova.
Oh.
That's just like winning $1 million. Yeah.
If that's any sort of consolation prize. But we need to celebrate. Let's have a party.
I'm always down for a celebration or some kind of party.
I like it. You might not have gotten $100,000, but you're getting the next best thing, and that's the Carpool Casanova.
A grown man in a pink suit.
Yeah. Send him on out. Send him on out to Olive Chapel Elementary in Apex. Mr. Falcone, thank you for the time today. We'll get that coordinated with your principal and the people that we do need to talk to you. But thank you for the behind the scenes on how you guys created one of the great brackets of all time. That is incredible. Thank you for your time today.
No problem. Thank y'all for having me on.
Of course.
This is awesome. I'm so glad it worked out. Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Sounds good.
Well, he's talking about a celebration. I'm glad that you offered that up. The Carpool Casanova making moves. One more time, a local classroom, 5th out of 22 million brackets on ESPN.
Astonishing.
Are you kidding me? From that to this, coming up here in about 5 minutes, your chance to get qualified for Game 1 tickets, Canes versus Islanders. Saturday night at 5 p.m. Get qualified here in about 6 minutes with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah.
Let's take a look at our Go Durham Transit.
Need a dentist that's both amazing and caring? Sunrise Dental checks both boxes with over 1,100 five-star Google-rated reviews. Handle all your family's dental needs in one office, from cleanings, x-rays, tooth extractions, crowns, and whitening. Ask about their dental implant plans. Stop into any of the 4 Sunrise Dental offices with locations in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and their newest location in Cary at Parkside Town Commons. Let Sunrise Dental take care of you and your smile. Make an appointment today at visitsunrise.com.